No.
Obi-Wan. Promise. Promise me you will train the boy.
Yes, Master.
He is the chosen one. He will bring balance. Train him.
Setting everything up because I was here a tad early.
I just assumed our intern set it all up.
Me too.
I thought there was some sort of like shoe fairies or something.
Those are interns.
Speaking of shoe fairies, have you seen the trailer for The Cobbler with Adam Sandler?
No.
Yeah, apparently his dad was a cobbler and left him the shop, and his like machine breaks down that he uses to fix all the shoes. So he goes down to the basement and finds an old machine that his dad used. And apparently, any shoe you fix with it, if you put the shoe on, you become the person it belongs to. So he like puts the shoes on. He's like a 7-foot black dude. Like puts shoes on his little old lady, and it's him just living life through their eyes because he's like a down and out shoe repairman.
Wow,
yeah, it looks kind of funky.
What a series of bizarre movies that he's made. Like the past couple of movies, he has to have some kind of like weird identity issues going on because he made the movie where he's like the girl or whatever. And then he made the movie with the TV remote where he could like
click
anything like into existence. Blah, blah, blah. And now he's like putting on shoes to become different people. I feel like he's having some kind of existential crisis where he doesn't know who he is as a person, and he's wanting to be all these different people that he's played in movies, and he really like hates himself like at the core, and he's going to commit 5 years. Adam Sandler commits suicide. You heard it right here.
2 days after Kevin Smith, yeah. Right?
You heard it right here. Nintendo Dreamcast. Adam Sandler's got some shit going on, man.
Those like Jack and Jill and Click movies didn't happen recently though. So
I mean, they've been like within the past like 5 years, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and now this Cobbler movie, like each movie he makes is like subtly like super fucking depressing.
And David Spade put it on Twitter that they're making Joe Dirt too.
Yeah, so, it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, they finally like started it with actual filming and stuff and principal photography. So I'm excited. I really like Joe Dirt 1.
Yeah, I remember watching that a couple of times.
I'm sure it'll be great.
Yep. Oscar bait.
It's the time.
Greatest movie of our times.
Yeah.
Did anybody see Dumber Dumber?
No.
Dumber Dumber.
Is it good?
I didn't see it. There's no fucking way I'll see that.
Yeah.
I know Dumb and Dumber is the one with the prequel.
Yeah, we just watched Dumb and Dumber the other day because it was on Thanksgiving, I think. I was like, wow, why would they make a sequel to this movie?
Yeah.
They already made a prequel to it.
Did they?
Yeah, called Dumb and Dumber. It's and then Dumb and Dumber 2 is the new one.
Yeah, they made Dumb and Dumber, and then there's a prequel where it's the two of them.
Oh, I thought the one
school.
That just came out was the first one that they've done since the old.
This is the end of the trilogy. Right,
that's bizarre.
Did that video game movie that Adam Sandler was?
It's still being made called Pixels.
Okay, and that didn't come out and fail miserably yet.
No, that's where Kevin James plays the president, and the aliens have intercepted our transmissions of like old school video game playing as a means of like declaration of war. So they fight us using like the systems that are made in there because they see like the people playing the games always die. They never win. So that's how they attack the planet. And apparently Adam Sandler's like Kevin James's old friend that was a video game prodigy. So him and some old video game guys have to get together and save the planet from aliens.
You can't see my face, and I'm sure you can.
His eyes are
podcast.
All the way. His eyes
There's
are
nothing
all
but
right
hate now. Coming from my face right now. First of all, like they're not. Why would they be transmitted? They didn't transmit Atari games into space. There's no transmission there.
Yeah, I think they just got their wires crossed about what actually gets transmitted. Because there's that whole thing, like Pluto's watching TV shows from like 50 years ago right now or something like that.
Just because of the delay that it takes to get there.
Somebody told me it actually isn't true.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Well, what is it? Galaxy Quest, they see our television shows as truths and they design their lives.
Well, like television, radio, those things are broadcasted.
Yeah.
Video games, like old Atari games are not.
But I mean, like, you see the dishes they use to, like, actually try to transmit sound in outer space. Like, they're, like, hundreds of thousands of times more powerful than, like, broadcast dishes, which you can't even reach across states.
Yeah, I got a... I know I told you about the big tornado thing a while back. There was a satellite dish that got ripped off my roof. And they were fixing it. I got a new roof put on the other day. And they were talking about satellite dishes, how they've shrunk over the years compared to what they used to be. And I remember you like see the ones in the older movies that are just like huge like dishes that take up like a quarter of someone's yard.
Yeah, I remember those.
You guys remember the movie Stay Tuned with John Ritter?
Yeah.
Where he's on the television shows. It's a good one. He hops, the devil installs his satellite dish. So any channel he turns it to, he ends up in the show. And he's got to survive the multiple channels to make it out and not to lose his soul or whatever.
Wow.
It was like his last movie, wasn't it?
It was one of them.
I guess he didn't make it out then.
He's also in Bad Santa. I watched that yesterday or the day before.
Oh, okay. That must have been his last movie because that was definitely after Stay Tuned. Problem Child.
Jeez. All right. What's going on, guys? Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Great.
How was Malaysia, Danny? You have to update us.
It was pretty amazing. Just, you know, spent some time out on the beach, did a little bit of pool.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of a sunburn.
I told Matt if you posted another beach, I'd punch in the throat when you got
So how was Cincinnati while I was gone?
It was pretty good.
It's kind of cold.
It's great.
Toasty 37.
It was great. So what happened last week, Danny?
I mean, why didn't it show up?
Yeah.
We got a couple emails asking.
Because I had just gotten back from Malaysia like Sunday, like 5:30. I don't know. Did we do it on Monday? Was the podcast?
Yeah.
I just went to work, came home exhausted, ate some dinner, and then passed out on my couch from like 6 or 7 o'clock until like 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
Nice. Did you get any video games in Malaysia? Video game stuff this time?
I didn't see any crazy video game stuff this time.
Just beaches.
Beaches and babes.
Yeah, beaches and women.
Fair enough.
Your Malaysian girlfriend is actually rather decent looking.
Thank you.
Not what I expected, but
weird. Awkward.
Wow, it is a little awkward.
I mean, she looks human.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Wow.
You see how Danny thinks of you?
You just have a very high opinion of you, don't you, bitch?
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow.
Well, James told him that she was a ladyboy.
So. Yeah.
Oh.
If you had listened to the podcast we did last week, you would know. We talked all about
Malaysia doesn't have ladyboys.
Your Malaysia syphilis and ladyboys. We assume that's why you were not here.
I see.
Last week's episode started with a voicemail being left on your phone.
Though I could hear the theatrics in James's voice, so I assumed that was more or less what was happening.
I guess it's being recorded, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's good to have our hunk from Ohio back.
There you go. Our little Ohio bow hunk.
Well, let's get to important stuff. You guys saw a new Star Wars trailer, right?
Did you see it?
I think it looks great, except for the stupid lightsaber. Everything looks awesome.
I don't know. It really didn't show a whole lot.
It didn't, yeah.
Just I got to see like the Millennium Falcon. Yeah. Got to see the weird ass new lightsaber, and then like
you find out that there's more than one black guy in Star Wars.
Yeah, like a surprise black guy. Yeah, like,
Billy D. Williams' real estate went down, man.
He was just as surprised as we were.
I assume that it's either Billy D. Williams' son or cousin.
Yeah, it's got to be. Or I don't know. Mace Windu was a little not Mace Windu. Fuck the dude who's Boba Fett's dad. Jango Fett.
Yeah.
He was a little brownish.
He was, I don't think that.
No.
I think John Boyega is really black. a little black.
No.
Have you guys ever seen Attack of the Block?
No, I haven't. I've always wanted to see that one.
He's a really good actor. I'm excited that they, because he's, you know, very much more like a comedy actor.
That's the Alien one set in England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've really heard awesome really good things about it.
I'm pretty excited because they said that, you know, John Boyega and then Katie, whatever her name is, the girl in the trailer, are 2/3 of the lead. So they're going back to like 3 leads, you know, Leia, Han, Luke. Hmm. So you got John Boyega, that, and don't know the third one yet. Who was a different? I mean, it was a teaser. That was a good tease.
Who was the guy flying like the Y-wing fighter, or whatever it was?
I forget his name.
Is it Oscar Isaac?
Yeah.
Okay, he looked really familiar.
Yep.
A while back, I watched that Inside Llewellyn Davis movie, and he was in there.
The voiceover, they got to the bottom because people on Reddit or just the internet are all like, who's that voiceover, blah, blah, blah. Is it Benedict Cumberbatch or whoever? But it's Andy Serkis did the voiceover.
Wow. Okay.
And he's in the movie. So
yeah, I'm just wondering.
Speculation that the villain might be motion-capped in some way. Because, you know, when you see the Sith guy, like, tromp through the snow, he looked like he was kind of...
hunched over.
And... Yeah. So I'd expect... Did you guys see the leaked concept art or whatever?
Not a whole lot.
A while back, I saw
Yeah, it. It's like they got a guy, like, in a Sith robe, and he's very, like, robotical with, like, human, like, eyes and stuff. So I imagine that's who it is. But, yeah. I thought the trailer looked awesome. Really disappointed in the lightsaber. Because it does have it has a crossbar, but the crossbar isn't connected to the blade. It's connected to like 2 things that come out of lightsaber, so you just run the saber down and cut off the cross guards. Serves no purpose.
Yeah.
Except you can't whip it around all cool because you'll like burn your wrist and shit.
Somebody was saying that was from the comics, the lightsaber blade.
With the cross guard.
The cross guard.
No, I don't know. I mean, they've done all kinds of like every lightsaber you can think of, Dark Horse is jammed into one of the 2 million comic books they've made in the past 15 years. So they made lightsaber whips, lightsaber daggers, like all kinds of lightsaber shit. So yeah, I do like, if you notice in the trailer, the lightsaber's all like, you know, it looks unstable and jagged. So, you know, I like the speculation that it's some ancient Sith menace that has been resurrected. That'd be cool.
So you're still using that old tech?
Yeah. So
what's the dude from the Knights of the Old Republic?
Revan. Yeah, in the concept art that they leaked, it has the guy with the lightsaber, and they show his face, and he's got the mask that Revan wears. So people are speculating it'd be a pretty ballsy move to bring
the video
game. I mean, he's a fan favorite for sure.
Yep.
Like, but when they're doing their research, you're like, what? Can we get a better villain than Darth Vader? Darth Revan
might require some stupid plot twist, though, to get him.
I mean, it would require a lot of like rewriting, but they did purge all of the extended universe.
Yeah,
it's
like,
possible.
Fuck it.
I just kind of hope it isn't Darth Revan because I know the Darth Revan story, so it wouldn't be as like. I would be surprised, you know.
Well, they purged all that,
do
right?
You? Do
right,
you
but know I'm sure the they would keep Revan the core story. Of who he was.
Yeah.
When playing that game, that was like one of the first jaw-dropping moments I had in video games. Was like when
you're like, wait a minute, I am the villain.
Doing that big span, that big crossing, all of a sudden it pans around. You're like, what the hell?
Have you guys played Knights of the Old Republic?
I haven't, actually.
Have you?
There's two of them.
I did not play the second one. I played the first one all the way through.
Yeah.
They've got similar stories, but...
I played Old Republic, the MMO, when it came out, and I played it for exactly 1 month. That was how long it took me to take a Jedi Knight from level 1 to 50 and find out what happens to Darth Revan at the end of Old Republic 2, and then I canceled my subscription.
I think that's free-to-play now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I basically just played that game because they left you on such a cliffhanger at the end of Knights of Old Republic 2. You're like, where's Revan?
And then they didn't make another one for like 10 years. Yeah.
But yeah, I think the movie's going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I heard a rumor there's going to be like 4 main people, like force wielders. Anything like that?
No, that's just my brother's
friends talking.
Force Awakening. There hasn't been anything like that. Like, no story details at all. They've got the concept images leaked, and they have the casting calls, and the casting calls called for, like one Jedi dude. They think that's who John Boyega is, that he'll be the like up and coming Jedi. So
you don't think the chick on the bike is Mara Jade?
Oh no, her name is they leaked her name.
How
too.
Did they?
It's
that was a weird looking speeder too.
Yeah, her name's Daisy, and they leaked her name as Kira or something.
Hmm.
Okay,
I speculate she's like Han Solo's daughter or whatever. I mean, she's on Tatooine. The Millennium Falcon's there, so gotta go get my daughter. She's been taken.
Han Solo's daughter.
Stormtroopers, get off my Falcon. It looks good.
So what episode are we on? 54?
Episode 54.
But what I'm more excited about is they'll make this fucking Battlefront game. Is it coming out?
I thought they canceled it.
I haven't seen shit about it.
Well, they've shown
they
like,
canceled it, and then
they brought it back.
They brought it back like full-fledged when Disney brought Lucas, and DICE is doing it. You know, people that do the new Battlefield games. They released like a teaser trailer for it last year. But
that would be awesome if DICE is making a Battlefield
game. It looks gorgeous. So.
The original PS4 presser, they had the one quick like pop on screen. It just said Battlefront 3 and then went to dark. So that was only a year and a half ago.
I'm looking forward to it.
I played the crap out of those games.
I've been watching the new Rebels TV show. Have you guys seen it yet?
I have not watched it at all.
Nope. It's pretty good.
My nephew likes it a lot.
It's got Freddie Prinze Jr. What more can you want?
I'll wait for it to come to Netflix.
Who also voices one of the best characters in the new Dragon Age. So
IGN has an article from October with canceled Star Wars Battlefront 3 pre-alpha footage. I don't know. I don't want to read the whole article, but that seems to indicate to me that it's been canceled.
Yeah, they canceled the pre-alpha build from that was coming out right after Battlefield 2 came out. I'll send you a link to the new one.
Anyway, so you guys watched like episode 1 over, correct?
Yeah, that was the movie of the week.
I did not.
No?
No, but I've seen it like...
Yeah, Matt's got that look to him to where he knows it backwards and forwards. So
I at least know the Weird Al song backwards and forwards.
That's what I was going to say. I just listened to Anakin by Weird Al, and then I got the gist of it.
Yeah. Pretty much tells you everything you need to know.
Like EA still has the website for the new one up and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just found the Wikipedia page for the 2015 Star Wars Battlefront.
It's going to be good.
They're just not calling it Battlefront 3.
Yeah, I think it's just called Star Wars Battlefront, right?
Right. And DICE is working on it, so...
Anything in particular about episode 1 that stood out for you guys? Like, you remembered it differently, or...?
Yeah, I remember it pretty much like it was.
I always kind of like that one, actually.
I think out of all six movies, I think it has the best lightsaber fight in it. I think the three-way fight with Darth Maul, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Qui-Gon Jinn's really good. I think the Count Dooku, Yoda... Anakin fight's horrible. Such a shitty lightsaber fight. The Obi-Wan Kenobi Anakin lightsaber fight's really, really good, but it is kind of just like a one-on-one, like beat 'em up. And what I like about this is just first, it's like Darth Maul. You don't know anything about the dude. He's like going to be this awesome villain that they're going to like keep as the main antagonist throughout the first three movies. He's got this like mysterious air about him. He's got this awesome double-bladed lightsaber. He's kind of like a ninja, which you haven't seen. You've never seen people move like that with lightsabers, you know, because Darth Vader's old as fuck and Luke Skywalker doesn't know what he's doing. He got taught for 5 seconds by Obi-Wan Kenobi before he got stabbed to death. So it couldn't have been a great lightsaber teacher. But... yeah, that lightsaber fight, I just remember being in the theater. I went and saw it like 2 more times after that just to watch the fight at the end.
Yeah.
I was actually reading, evidently, this was on Reddit today, you guys might have seen it, but Topher Grace re-edited the original three movies.
The one.
And evidently is really, really good at it. He edited all three into one movie, 85 minutes, which is like 20 minutes shorter than the shortest of the prequel movies. And it starts out with that lightsaber fight. And Qui-Gon making Obi-Wan Kenobi promise to bring up Anakin. And then it cuts to the beginning of like Clone Wars with Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi chasing down that assassin.
That's the only important part of episode 1.
Yeah, he condensed it into a film about Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader. But it's like 85 minutes. It says the word clone once. It cuts out all the Kamino stuff and just pretty much focuses on Anakin becoming.
I see.
But evidently, like, he had a private screening and a bunch of people came and watched it, but he cannot ever release it.
That's a shame.
Is it on copyright?
It should be on torrents, I bet.
He's never released it. Like, he has the cut, but evidently he's talked about releasing the time cuts. Because
interesting.
Because those it wouldn't be illegal to But he did take some like dialogue from audiobooks and like splice it in and stuff to add like depth to some of the characters. But evidently it was really, really well done. I'm like, damn, I really want to watch that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. Yes, I do admit all those movies are a little too long, I think.
I actually remember I really liked the pod racing scene from the first movie, or from episode one. I also really liked playing the video game for it, for N64.
The video game was pretty sweet. The pod racing scene. I was a senior in high school. We skipped class that day, which was a big deal back then. I don't know if these kids probably don't go to school anymore. There was seven of us, and we all dressed up like characters. Like, one person did Darth Maul and, like, had his face painted. This was back before, you know. Movie hadn't come out yet, man. This was big, big deal. And we all went, stood in line. There was not midnight releases back then in 2000. And what? Yeah, it was 2000. Or 1999, wasn't it? Yeah. So I was a junior. But, yeah, so we get there at noon, and then like 3 o'clock, or you just see we were defeated, crushed faces. I remember walking out and calling my mom to come pick us up. I was like, God, yeah. I even brought my little brother. My little brother was blonde and he was 7 at the time. So I had him dressed up as Anakin Skywalker. Even him at the end of the movie was like, that sucked. But yeah. I think it has aged better. I think after I've removed myself from like the gaping wound that was the butthurtness right when it came out,
right.
I think it's better now.
Yeah. I honestly don't know what he could have done to tell that story better.
And I think that's the problem.
The first movie anyway. The second and thirds, he was clearly reacting to fan disappointment. And I think shit got even more fucked up then.
It would have just been a much more like better prequel series, I think, if he had started with the third one and made three movies there or whatever. But I think starting off with him as like a little kid was a really bad idea.
Yeah.
At least for a whole movie.
Yeah. Maybe
have like half an hour or so where you see him as a little kid.
Well, yeah, it's weird for me when, like, you know, Natalie Portman's like how much older than him in the movies. It's really bizarre because I remember like when the first one came out, I'm like, are Natalie Portman and Obi-Wan Kenobi going to bang? Because they're like clearly the only ones that have like screen chemistry there. But there's like an awkward moment where like 10-year-old Anakin Skywalker's hitting on Natalie Portman. And you're like, what? And it was just, you know, and the magic of the original Star Wars movies was it wasn't all like Jedi focused. Like Luke Skywalker was mysterious. Like the Force was mysterious. It wasn't in your face. And you had like these regular Joes that you could relate with, like Han Solo and Chewbacca, you know.
Right.
And in this, you're just like, here's 50 fucking lightsabers on the screen at one time. Enjoy. And you're just like, ugh. It's like, you know, eating, like,
I think the Clone Wars pulls that off, though.
I like Sour series. Patch Kids, but I couldn't eat, like, two giant-sized bags in one sitting. I would just vomit. That's what I felt at the end of Clone Wars.
I
was like,
I mean, the series?
Yeah, the series was great. Better writing, better story.
Yeah, I don't know. Less Hayden Christensen. I think that guy really annoys me.
Did the little boy in Phantom Menace ever go on to do anything else?
No, there's an interview with him where he just like kind of like is really awkward. And
Jake Lloyd. He's in an episode of It's Always Sunny. Do you remember that?
Is he?
Yeah, they do. They do an episode where they switch out the gang with other actors, and Jake Lloyd plays Mac. It's really awesome.
I don't think I've seen that one. I've watched season 9 twice now that it's been on Netflix. And
I think it's like the series premiere of season 8 or season 7. But yeah, he's like, he looks like Fat Mac. Like he's like kind of overweight.
He's going to school at NYU for film editing or something now. So he fucking hates Star Wars and everything to do with it.
I mean, like those Naboo fighters that they had. They didn't have him like in a cool X-Wing, man. He was in that bright yellow fucking plastic taxi spaceship that they had, you know, in the pod. Now, this is pod racing. Like, that's your catchphrase. Oh, fuck.
That's what you say.
Every fucking, like, Pepsi can and Doritos bag for, like, a year and a half had him in that stupid oversized helmet on the front with the goggles. He's probably just crying himself to sleep.
Yeah.
There was a post on Reddit a while back of...
If I knew him, every time, like, we had a party or whatever, I would show up with those goggles and helmet on and be like, this is pod racing!
Now you know why he hates Star Wars.
Until I had him jump off a building.
Yeah, I'm sure the internet was not very nice to him either for a long time. He probably can't even go online anymore as himself.
They should do. He should do an Adam Sandler movie where he takes on different personas based on who he goes online as.
He puts on.
But at his heart, he's always that.
Make a movie where it's just him and a bunch of penguins.
What can he do to resurrect his career? He's like his failed child actors. Like, what can he do?
He can't do anything. Everybody hates him too much.
Well, he's got to do some like deep, dark drama. You know.
He's got
like an indie movie that's going to break out at Sundance.
He has to win some of his EGOT. He's got to get some of that going.
He's just got to play villains, I think, because like when people see him, they just want to punch him in the face. Sorry, it's not his fault.
No, it's not his
George Lucas's fault, if it's anybody's fault. But.
Yeah, and you know, people are like, what's the big difference? What happened for George Lucas between blah, 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 like the old ones and new ones? In the original ones, he did not have kids. When the new prequels came out, he had 10-year-old kid. He wanted to make movies for his kids, and they just were not very good. Mm-hmm. I wonder what his kids thought. I wonder if he cried. Like, I wonder if like he took his kids and he's like, "What are you guys seeing?" And like, that Jar Jar guy is kind of annoying. Yeah,
so wait, Anakin kills the little kids.
Yeah,
he made
the fuck, Dad.
That
the Padawans.
And you guys think like, what's George Lucas doing right now? Do you think he saw that teaser and he's like, that looks awesome? Or if he's like, fucking J.J. Abrams, that looks so good. Like, I wonder if like after they come out, he's going to release like interviews and stuff. Like, yeah, it's okay, but I would have done it. You know, I would have had more pod racing.
I actually saw like something, someone made like the George Lucas version of the trailer.
Oh, I saw that too. Just had like 20,000 TIE fighters.
Yeah. And dude in the cockpit, like the laser shot goes at him and his,
and then like
his head moves out of the way.
But like the little sword goes like, choo, 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 choo. Like eight laser things come out of it. And for some reason, there's just CCG characters like all over the place. Like, just like Jabba the Hutt sitting there, like. Whoa.
Have you ever seen any of the production stills or anything from Episode 1, like where they have like Ahmed Best, who's the guy that plays Jar Jar Binks? Like, they didn't like green screen him in. They hired the like 7 foot tall black guy and put a Jar Jar Binks helmet on top of his head.
Oh my god!
Yeah. So you've got these like. I was reading an interview with Ewan McGregor, and he's talking about making the prequels, you know, and he's like, you know, I just tried really, he's like, I read the lines and stuff. He's like, I just tried to channel, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi and do my best with what I had. He's like, it was hard, man, the first day. Like a 7 foot tall black guy with a rubber helmet on. And they had him speak the lines. The lines from Jar Jar Binks are this guy. So like, you show up and you're trying to make this like, you know, the birth of Darth Vader movie, and you've got this.
Misa, so
sorry, Annie. You know, and you know, wow. Ewan McGregor's like, motherfucker, what did I sign for 3 movies? Are you sure Obi-Wan Kenobi doesn't die in the first one?
I'm tripping fog out.
There's a Clone War, right? That one could be a clone
of Obi-Wan.
Clone me in for the third one.
A C-3PO is fucking annoying too, though. Like, if you go back and watch this, but he's got R2-D2 as the straight man to kind of like balance him out.
Yeah, that's, and
Jar Jar needed a R2-D2, yeah. I think.
Anthony Daniels, they got him to come back for the prequels, but it's all CGI. He's like, I never got to put on the suit, so like. You know, reading one of the fluff pieces when they announced Episode 7, there's all these interviews with J.J. Abrams, and they have Anthony Daniels, and he's like, I'll only come back if I can wear the costume, no CGI. And they're like, oh, we would never do that. So I'm sure there's CGI in there somewhere.
So no Anthony Daniels in this one?
No, Anthony Daniels in it, okay. Because they're letting him wear the suit. It's not.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? I thought you said they weren't going to let him wear the suit.
Well, they'll probably let him walk around in it, and then they'll just CCG over him.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Or CGI over him.
Yeah, looks good. I don't know, the trailer, you know, it's the old dirty Star Wars. Everything looks beat up and shitty, and that's what I want. Yeah. So we'll see. I'm worried about Harrison Ford more than anybody because he's an actor that has not gotten better with age. I'm not really worried about Mark Hamill because he hasn't really acted, so I feel like he's still at that same point he was 30 years ago.
He's my favorite Joker.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a great voice actor.
Yeah, far. And they take his facial animations and stuff, facial expressions.
Yeah, he was really good in...
Jane Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Yeah. Was it...
I watched that the other day.
Dick Punch or whatever? Yeah,
the Cockknocker.
Cockknocker. He's really good as Cockknocker.
I forgot about that.
But no, Harrison Ford, like, I can't ever tell, like, because he's done several, like, they had him on Conan O'Brien, they had him on The Tonight Show and stuff, and, like, you never can tell if he's, like, really hates everything to do with Star Wars or if he's just putting on act. Well, he did say, like, you're like, tell us about the new Star Wars. And he's like, oh, I'm in the new Star Wars.
I think I remember that interview. Yeah.
Did you see...
He's, like, not happy about it at all. Like,
Chewie was in the stands.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. That was, little joke.
I mean, he probably couldn't say anything about the new Star Wars.
No, he probably couldn't. But he was only on to promote that, I think.
Yeah.
But he just didn't seem... He wasn't like, oh, I'm super excited to go back. You know, I really love the chance to do another Han Solo, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, Star Wars. Great. Just got to see Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Oh, God.
But then, I mean, that is fair. After seeing Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, he has to be like, is this a good idea? Yeah. Because he shit all over Indiana Jones, and now he's thinking, you know, Han Solo's in this special place of, like, flawlessness. Am I going to shit on him one last time before I die? Well,
yeah. See. I haven't seen that since it came out. I wonder if it's as bad as I remember
it's
it
really
being.
It's really bad.
I really hated Shia LaBeouf at the time, and I kind of hate him less now. So I don't know.
I would not watch the movie then. You'll just hate him more again.
Okay.
I think John Hurt's the best part of
Did you see Fury Road or whatever? Was Shia LaBeouf the movie?
No, I didn't see
Fury. Yeah, the movie that just came out. I was also reading about him today about how, you know, he's gone crazy lately. Like, it's all over the
news. He was, like, cutting himself for real.
Yeah, like, insane. He, like, pulled out his tooth. He watched video. He went to a slaughterhouse and watched them kill horses for 40 hours. Like, all this bizarre shit to make this movie.
He cut his cheek every other morning.
Yeah. And just, like, all this, like, crazy stuff. Like, didn't bathe for 3 months. And evidently he's really great in the movie, but you just got to think, like, he's fucked up. I'm sure Daniel Day-Lewis took a shower at some point.
He's the one you always hear about being method.
Last of the Mohicans he didn't. He lived in the forest.
Yeah, he went out in the forest on his own for
the whole
weeks and weeks.
Weeks and weeks for the whole shit.
That's awesome. So. That's Daniel Day-Lewis.
That was on the other day, too. Did you watch it? Is that
he wasn't in Holes.
Oh, it was on Thanksgiving.
I just watched Holes the other day with Cordelia.
Holes is a good movie.
For Transformers. Yeah, I wonder what he did for Transformers. Like, he locked himself in his garage with his car. Sam Witwicky. Witwicky. Witwicky.
Yeah.
Well, on to video games.
Yeah.
I'm excited that, I mean, the Battlefront will come out. Hopefully they make some other good Star Wars games. Remember when Episode 1 came out, there was a ton of shitty Star Wars games. There was one that I really liked.
Shadows of the Empire on N64?
No, that was way before Episode 1.
Was it? I thought it was like around the same time.
There was one on PlayStation.
It was like 1997, so like 2 or 3, maybe 96.
I might not have played it till like after.
There was a lot of good Star Wars games on N64, honestly.
But they made this, I think it was like Jedi Battles or whatever. It was like it was almost like Gauntlet. It was like a top down, and you could be like Mace Windu, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Plo Koon, which you know from the Clone Wars. He has like the raisin face with the respirator.
Right.
Guy with a giant dickhead.
Oh, yeah.
Addie Mundy, I think, is his name. But yeah, it could be one of those four, and they each had like different powers, and it's like a over the top sides, you know.
Like a brawler,
beat 'em up, yeah.
Okay.
It was really cool. That's the only one I liked.
I like the Jedi Academy ones.
Which one's that?
That's the one where you start out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have the sequel.
Like Dark Forces.
Yeah.
I don't think I played that.
They're pretty good. I played one PC.
Yeah, Dark Forces is awesome. I remember in the original Dark Forces, you could like make your own character and play online. It was back when everybody had 56K modems or whatever. But you'd jump on and it'd be like a 4v4 battle, but it'd be 8 C-3POs with red lightsabers. That was everybody's favorite.
That's so dumb.
So what did you guys play this week? Besides Star Wars, are we done with Star Wars? You guys want to say anything? You guys got any good memories of Phantom Menace?
A game I played has a little tie into Star Wars. I played Advanced Warfare, the new Call of Duty, and the main guy in the first mission loses his hand as well. He has to get a robot hand. So, a little bit of a tie in there.
Yeah.
I played about 3 missions of that. It's pretty cool. It's pretty much Titanfall without the mechs and the hopping around.
Cool.
But it's pretty fun.
It's like Titanfall without all the cool stuff.
Yeah.
Heard.
Like, you have the little booster pack on your back, and that's about it. But other than that, It's Call of Duty.
I jumped on Titanfall the other night because it's on sale for $10, so it's got like 2,000 new players. Actually, I forgot how good that game is.
It's so good.
You can get the like Ultimate Edition with like all the DLC for $10 or whatever right now. So you guys should do it on your PS4.
Yeah, if it ever comes out, I will.
Even the Games for Gold Worms, the new Worms is free. Mm-hmm. So I downloaded that. I'll get to play it in 20 years when I beat Dragon Age. So.
I forgot to check what the new PSN games are.
Is PS it Worms? Plus. Worms really good. I don't know if you ever played Worms before.
I know, but last month's really sucked. It was like Binding of Isaac and some other shitty game.
Binding of Isaac?
Oh, right? Awesome Knots.
Binding of Isaac's really good.
It's all right.
I like it.
I don't know. I already played it on Steam a long time ago.
So. Yeah.
Should probably just sell your PS4 at this point.
How is Little Big Planet 3, though?
We've already beaten it.
Yeah.
We never beat like Little Big Planet 1 or Little Big Planet 2, if it gives you any idea of how much shorter Little Big Planet 3 is.
Wow.
Man. So.
Is there any DLC for it or anything yet, or you guys are just...
Like, yeah, I just assume they're packing in those microtransactions for you.
No, and... like there's like extra story missions from the old ones which were supposed to transfer over, but they didn't for some reason. I don't know. I need to look into that some more. Like there's a bunch of toy story missions and stuff like that we had for the old ones.
Yeah. I mean, even with you beating the main story, doesn't Cordelia just like making levels, like dragging blocks around and stuff like that?
Right. Yeah. But I mean, like it's kind of important that there's always like the adventure for her to go back to.
Oh, okay.
To like. Keep her interest also.
You could still like download user created adventures, right?
Yeah, you can.
Maybe like preview play them a little bit first, make sure it's not just giant dicks all over the place.
No, I mean she goes through and plays them. I think are pretty much banned. Like
has she discovered Infinity or Skylanders yet?
No, I haven't gotten those for her yet. She knows about them. Like
she knows about them.
Plays them whenever we go to Walmart.
Yeah. Amigo.
I would try to hide those if I had.
Yeah, if she ever hangs out with my daughter, be ready, man. Yeah, that's all Charlie talks about nowadays is Skylanders.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting her that, but I don't know.
I think Disney Infinity looks cool, at least just because it's like characters and stuff that you know outside of the game.
Yeah, freaking Skylanders. Just like Spyro and a whole bunch of other douchebags nobody cares about.
Yep. Bunch of shitty fucking monsters they made up.
Yep.
I can't diss the Skylanders games too much. Like,
I'm sure they're fun.
The games themselves are really good. I know the whole model with the add-on toys and shit was kind of dirty, but they made money.
That was a good idea. They made a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because we doesn't like it doesn't mean it wasn't a cash cow.
So, yeah, we beat Little Big Planet 3.
Did you download Minecraft yet?
No, not yet.
Still staving her off?
I mean, now we got all this Christmas shit to buy, so I can't buy anything good for it. Yeah. So I've been playing Blacklight Retribution.
Oh, when I'm done with Dragon Age, I'll just let you borrow it.
Oh,
that's... a PS4, man.
You need to start a new tradition with the kids this year, one present each, and then a lot for daddy. There you go.
Yeah, so...
Have you been playing anything else?
A whole lot of Fantasy Life. So, I don't know. Nothing that interesting to talk about there. I'm kind of like still in the same place I was last time we talked, but like.
Trying to buff some stats and get some gear?
Yeah, I'm trying to like, I don't know, get my tailoring up and get. No, I just did wood cutting and
down that rabbit hole, huh?
It's like back in the day, the nerdiest conversations you could have would be talking about doing your two professions and WoW in public or anything.
Yeah,
because it's like, oh well, my alchemy is getting pretty high, and my tanning it isn't high enough for me to go on yet. Like,
I'm knitting a lot of bags.
I'm really wishing all of you played it and like so like we could all like pick like you know certain things to meet you know. Level up in certain jobs, so I didn't have to like level up everything.
Are you asking us to join your Fantasy Life?
I am. Would you join my Fantasy Life, guys?
I'm too busy catching tiny monsters. In Pokemon.
Wow. So that's pretty much it for me.
I'm still playing Pokemon and Dragon Age, two of like the longest fucking games ever. Like I'll like. Play Dragon Age because I get like 2 hours a night maybe to myself in my fucking adult life with my stupid job that takes up a bajillion
responsibilities.
Yeah, well, I've been like talking to my other friends that have like real jobs and they only work 40 hours a week, and I'm like, Why am I not doing that? Why do I work 60 to 70 hours a week? But so yeah, I'll play Dragon Age and be like, oh, I want to play Pokemon 2 for like 10 minutes. It's just not working out. So I'm going to have to, I think I'm putting Pokemon down and trying to finish Dragon Age and then go play Pokemon. But they're both great games. New news there.
Should totally get Fantasy Life. Fuck Pokemon. Fuck Dragon Age.
Fantasy Life's where it's at.
Put yourself right in
match. It is a lot of fun. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be doing the leveling up of jobs if it wasn't fun.
Yeah. I like the I mainly with Pokemon, I like online battling a lot now, so that's something I like. I do kind of want to get the Master Chief Collection because I didn't ever play through Halo 4, and I've heard it's really good if you don't want to play multiplayer. I don't think multiplayer is like buggy as fuck.
I've never played all the way through 4 or 1, actually.
I never played all the way through 2. I've only beaten 1 and 3. So
I've only beaten 3, really.
So I want to play 2
and all the knockoffs from the series.
But I feel like I actually watched YouTube videos because I was like, how much, like, remastered is it, and looks really good, like even the old ones. So I was like, you know, it's worth, you know, I'll pay the full retail for 4 games.
If you ever get nostalgic, you can just hit up on the D-pad and it puts you back into the graphics that it was originally when it came out.
I will never feel nostalgic. I have too much of a graphics whore now. I only suffer it on handhelds. Mm-hmm. Like, fine, there's an excuse. But yeah, that's what I'm playing.
You play anything, Danny?
What about you?
Oh.
What
do you next? I played, I had a buddy move in, start renting a room from me. So I played Call of Duty Advanced Warfare with him. So that's where that came in. And then, not really much besides that. Jumped on Destiny. There's some DLC out. You now have 10 bounty slots to do bounties, so it makes it easier doing all your daily shit for the day. Done a lot of that. Downloaded Costume Quest 2. I haven't played it yet. Looking forward to it. But it finally came out at the end of October. I just had missed it. And that's about it. Not really. I don't know. Life's just been getting in the way. So
yeah.
Once Christmas has passed, I'll be able to settle in and just hang out and play some more.
Life's been mostly getting in the way for me, too. I didn't play a whole lot of video games while I was away in Malaysia. I did buy Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon for 3DS right before I left to have something to do on like the plane and stuff. It is okay. I don't know if it's really deserving of the ranking.
Alpha Sapphire.
Or it wasn't out yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say it's really deserving. Like, I always see it like on like top games for 3DS, and I can only imagine it's because there's nothing else to put up there.
Yeah.
Like, lots of great games on 3DS.
I don't understand why this game is on like top games on 3DS.
I think Luigi's Mansion came out at the beginning though, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't an earlier release, yeah.
So it's like not the worst game you'll ever play, but it's not terrible. I don't know. I remember the original Luigi's Mansion being a lot better than this one was. It's just kind of like a one way, they actually divided it up into like missions too. So you like go into the house, like finish like a little bit of story and then leave and then come back. So I don't like that a whole lot. I just like to be able to just play through.
Yeah. The free roam was good.
The free roam, but there's no free roam. Like certain doors will be locked or certain areas will be cut off from you in different stories sections. And I think I've like finished off the mansion, so I'm going somewhere else. Like as you like find pieces of the Dark Moon, other areas of the valley unlock or whatever. I'm already done with the mansion part, and I haven't even started the next one. But it's all right.
Cool.
I forgot to mention, I played more of PT, that horror game I was telling you about.
Oh yeah. That's the Silent Hill beta or whatever, or like or no?
I don't think so. I don't think it's related to Silent Hill. It might be. I haven't like looked up the
Sorry, go ahead.
The pedigree of it or anything?
Was it just a demo or is it a real full fledged game?
It's a free game that on PSN, but I think it's like a full fledged game. It's basically you just walk down this hallway over and over again.
That's the demo for the Silent Hill they're coming out with, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's free and it seems to be like a whole game. Like I've watched people play like way further on
than
on PlayStation Live.
I don't know if it, like I haven't played it yet, but I thought it was just supposed to be sort of a demo, but maybe it is more of like a real, like, full play experience. But it's supposed to be like a precursor for the next Silent Hill.
So, Danny.
It's fucking scary as fuck.
It's December 1st.
Yes.
Do you have your next gen console?
I was following the deals like all week, trying to find because like
you get an Xbox One for $320. That's pretty.
Matt
good.
Posted an article comparing like the two consoles. I think they were probably aware that people were trying to like figure out which one they were going to go for. And so I kind of read through that, and it basically told me exactly what I thought it would. Like, neither one of them has any good exclusive games yet. Both of them basically do exactly the same thing as a media center and all that. So it really just came down to, like, price point and other things for me. And I liked it. Like, the Xbox dropped it, like, $50, and they still gave you games and stuff. And I never saw a good game, or I never saw a good deal on a PlayStation 4. There was apparently some where you could get like a bundle for like $320 at one point on Newegg, I think, but it was a very limited offer.
Yeah, those went quick.
Yeah, I also remember Kohl's had a coupon error where you could put in like three different coupon codes and get an Xbox One for like $282. Yeah. But that was like That was from like 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. on that day. I think they caught that pretty quickly. So just like based on everything I saw, I felt like Xbox One was a better value right
now. Did
you get
an Xbox One, Danny?
I did.
Sweet.
I mean, there was like, I couldn't find anything lower than $400 for a PS for a PS4 with Destiny bundled in, and it was like a download code, obviously. But I ended up, so I decided to go with Xbox to play with you guys and stuff like that. But I wanted to have a Kinect, so I went for the $450. Well, it was $420, like $20, because they cut another $20 or $30. It was $430. They cut another $20 off of the $50 cutoff that Xbox did, which is really, I mean, like $70 off for a console seemed like a great deal. Yeah. Maybe PS4 will do something better
which
next
bundle did
year.
You get?
I ended up getting the Assassin's Creed Unity one because it was nice. Like the only one that really like cut the price. Like if you wanted, like there was the like there was like the Advanced Warfare one, but it was like $500 because it had like a 1 terabyte hard drive in it and stuff.
I think
I couldn't find any of the Sunset Overdrive bundles.
They were Kinectless though, so if you want to Kinect,
that's the other problem. The Unity one is the only one with a Kinect.
Yeah, I think Unity is probably be a better game than I've heard really good things about Unity. I've kind of got burned out on Assassin's Creed because I pretty much I played each one that's come out, and then after 4, I was like, I've been playing the same fucking game for 10 years.
So I don't really like like digital games though. So what I'm trying to sell the codes on eBay. It's just so I bought a 360 for like $45 less, so I can sell both those games.
There's a
Unity and Rogue, right?
It's Unity and Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. So it's like an older game. It's not really worth that much.
There's a really
anymore.
Cool subreddit on Reddit called, it's like / game swap or whatever, but people trade codes and all kinds of like stuff frequently. So I guess on today, somebody was trading like the digital code. I think it was for Call of Duty, and they asked for any other digital code for you. So you might be able to, if you can't sell it, trade it for another game.
Yeah, that might be work. I'd like to have the game. I just like having the game instead of just downloading.
I'll probably get the Black Flag one from you if you haven't put it on eBay yet.
Yeah? I put it up. I can just take it down. I was trying to get like $15 for it. So I think it's still retailing for used for like $20, $25.
You really should.
I'll give you $15 next week when we come. Sweet.
You should consider the getting Titanfall for $10 though.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll play with you.
That's like digital. I think I saw that in the market. So that's like the digital download only.
It's a lot of fun. I have a download.
I guess I'll probably get it. I was thinking, I haven't bought any other games for the system yet. I was thinking about just doing my 7-day rentals from GameStop for a little while.
I like the term.
The the Titanfall is really good introductory to the system because the graphics are really, really good. It's a really good gameplay. So it, you feel like you're on a next gen console, mm-hmm. which I think is important when you just spend $400 on a console. You want it to, you want it to pop. But, obviously, I'd recommend Dragon Age Inquisition to you.
Yeah, I almost jumped on that Amazon, like, $45 deal.
It is, as the more I play, I haven't finished it yet. I'm only, like, 20 hours into the 80-hour game. I keep wanting to say it's the greatest game ever made. It's easily in the top 10 best games ever made.
No doubt about it. I just had to stop myself because I actually have plenty of other things I could be doing, especially, like, in the next month. So I don't need to buy like a whole bunch of Xbox One games right now. I still have 360 and PlayStation 3 games I was working on, like Evil Within.
I got into the multiplayer a little bit of Inquisition. I can tell you guys it's actually pretty fun. You pick one of the three classes, and then like as you play multiplayer, you unlock armor and like abilities for your like online only guy. It's not a PvP. It's all like Horde mode PvE stuff.
I see.
But it's a lot of fun. It's cool. You made the right choice, Danny.
No, Matt
you made the wrong choice, Danny.
Matt's the black sheep of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's lonely at the top.
In all honesty, if either console had been backwards compatible, that would have been an instant lock for me.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. If PS4 was backwards compatible, because I had a PS3.
It's backwards compatible.
No, it's not.
It has the PSN Now stuff on it.
Oh. I can't believe, like, It just seems so dumb.
The Xbox One can't even do that, though.
It just seems so dumb to me that neither console tried to become especially if like you got wind that your competitor was not going to be backwards compatible. That would have been like a guys.
There's a reason they don't do that anymore, and why PlayStation charges for it is because it costs a lot of money to make your console support the older games.
I just can't believe that.
Do you remember when the Xbox 360 tried to do that and they kept releasing the packs to
update patches
to support the Xbox games? They only ended up getting like 20% of the
back catalog
done because it was expensive and it took a long time.
I just don't understand it. You're just
I'm explaining it to you.
I mean, it's, what is different? Why is it?
I guess all the drivers differently, all the technology, or I don't know.
They have different video drivers in it, different processor.
But you're reading a disc.
But I mean,
something about the disc.
So why can't
has
you
to be
put
different?
A freaking Wii U game in a PlayStation then? Or I mean, if it's that simple.
Oh yeah, it's just decoded differently or something. I don't know.
Then the games are designed to run on this very specific set of hardware, and they milk every ounce of that hardware that they can by doing all these like different coding tricks. So.
I mean, if you have better hardware, it shouldn't be that difficult to run a game that's set up to run on worse hardware.
I don't think it's difficult. Like, I think it's time consuming and it takes money to hire people to make that happen. I don't think it's difficult or hard on the system. I think you just literally have to pay people money to do it, and it's probably not cheap. So it probably does take.
It probably doesn't. Like most people probably don't honestly care about it that much. Like,
all I'm saying,
as much as they say,
is my computer has a CD disc drive, and it can play discs that were made 10 years ago, and it can play discs that were made last month.
Well, just upgrade your PC and spend an hour configuring every game when you buy it.
I don't have to configure it. I have 10-year-old games that I could install on my computer right now.
If you go back to even further than that, like 15-year-old games, like they don't work because like,
fine,
I don't know.
But I'm talking about like it's not even like 2 or 3 years ago they were making 360 games.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just telling you.
Danny's argument, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm excited because they have talked about, I think Xbox has talked about remastering a lot of the old games. They've been thrown around, it was on NeoGAF or whatever, leaked like emails where they're probably going to be releasing Mass Effect remastered with next-gen graphics, which I think
Mass
would be
Effect
really...
Mass Effect trilogy remastered? Yeah.
I won't be here for a couple weeks if that happens. Like, I love those games. And I like how now instead of like remastered or platinum, it's all definitive editions.
GTA 5, I'm kind of excited because
I heard that.
I still haven't played it yet, and now it just came out, and I know next year this time it'll probably be like $20.
Yeah.
I'll buy it and play it.
Yeah. That first person view looks pretty cool. I watched some people play through that on PlayStation Live. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll definitely probably give that a try in a year.
But yeah,
I really like the, you know, there's a myriad of things I like about the Xbox, but I digress. Like I said, I'll get a PlayStation 4.
The one thing I was disappointed about is that apparently motion controls don't work on Netflix anymore.
Really? I think they do.
Yeah, yeah. I know voice controls do.
Voice controls do, but motion, I couldn't get the motion controls to work.
You
couldn't
do the,
yeah, like,
oh, the two hand things.
I've never tried motion controls. Yeah. I just do voice because you can go, Xbox play, and then, or you go like Xbox
select, and then it's like
it brings up like numbers. Yeah.
Select one. Yeah.
Like, select one.
Play. Danny wants to be Minority Reporting it up in this bitch. Like,
yeah.
Have you tried? I have Glass on my smartphone, which it can. You can. It'll give you like the screen, and you can control
Xbox
it on
One
your phone.
Smart Glass. Get it a smart.
Yeah,
glass,
it's pretty cool.
I can like, do that you, too with my PlayStation app.
If you play Dead Rising 3, you'll get little mission prompts in your smart glass app that give you free shit in the game. It's pretty cool.
Also, like I was taking a shit, and I was just on like the smart glass, and I was like going through, and I was like, "Oh, it's the new Games for Gold Live," and I hit the button, and it turned on my Xbox and started downloading it for
cool.
me and stuff. So it's pretty cool. I like the smart glass. Anyway, I'm sure PlayStation 4 has all that stuff. And the controller talks to you, right? And changes colors. That's cool.
Yeah,
it's got a touchscreen on the back.
The only like bitter taste that left my mouth buying an Xbox One is that as I was leaving the GameStop, they started playing the trailer for Bloodborne, and they're like, exclusive to PlayStation 4.
What's
like,
Bloodborne?
Oh,
the Demon Souls.
It's like the next like series in like Dark Souls.
Yeah. Yep.
Any should've, news there?
Should have ponied up $60 more for quality. No, I'm sure they're both fine systems.
I mean, I think if you go back and listen to when I hated the Xbox One, I talked about the Kinect and how I like extremely disliked the whole idea, blah, blah, blah. It's the best thing about the Xbox One. Like, the other day, the batteries ran out in the remote, and both me and Allie were too lazy to go buy batteries. We're just like, Xbox! Go to Netflix.
Do my bidding.
One, two,
play.
View more. Next list.
Yeah, the motion controls for Netflix, I know it starts, you got to put both hands up. And you'll see like the little white hands come on the side of the screen. I don't know if it does that anymore or not. I haven't tried it in forever.
I just wanted for Netflix. Like, no.
As a joke, I registered my cat as me. And so every time my cat, because the couches are right in front of the Kinect, so the cat comes and like lays down and it's like, welcome.
Hello,
hello, Prince Robot 69.
That's crazy. I'm surprised it can recognize a cat.
Yeah. Any object, like, I could probably take like a magazine and like it'll register the image or whatever. What's your live name, Danny?
Daniel Hades.
Whoa. OG. I'm going to add you right now. You have to add me, though, manually. I learned that if I add people, it doesn't prompt them to add me, which is weird.
Hmm.
But I'll do that on my smart glass right now.
Smart glass.
Yeah. So what's going on in the news? Did everybody do what they were playing, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, yep. I didn't get a lot of news. You posted a bunch of stuff, but
I think it was all just Black Friday deals.
Yeah, which really, if you're listening to this now, was pretty much useless to you. Yeah. But you missed some great deals.
I like your joke about the CEO of Xbox Japan killing himself.
Yeah, the head of Xbox Japan just resigned because of all the horrible Xbox One sales over there.
That's more or less.
He expected them to sell 40. They only sold 10. He just...
Yeah, I think that was probably a pretty hard job.
How do you spell Daniel Hades?
Daniel, Daniel.
Right.
Hades.
You know you're going to get like 4,000 friend requests from all of our listeners now, right?
Yeah, you got to keep that shit private.
I just can't find this person. Is there space or anything?
Yeah, there's just space.
Oh, nobody uses spaces.
Exactly.
First century, dude.
Boop.
Boop. Is your profile picture a tiny, tiny picture of the guy from the Allstate insurance commercials?
Yeah, I haven't updated it.
It's like miniature size. I don't know if you can see this.
It's full-sized on Xbox 360. I just imported my 360 one yet, and they apparently have bigger profile pics on Xbox One.
Mine's a little tiny like that, too.
Oh, man, it says I couldn't add user to friends list.
Because Danny's that exclusive.
Yeah, I didn't look at a whole lot of other news.
It also says you have zero friends.
Yeah. Oh, does it?
Yeah, do you have some kind of privacy?
I have like six or seven. I don't know.
I have people on my friends list from like years ago that I played Halo 2 with.
Yeah. I'm looking at your recent activity, Danny, seeing what you're watching on Netflix.
This Christmas tree smells delightful.
I'm actually
delightful,
looking
man.
At you through your Kinect right now through my phone.
Smells horrible.
No, delightful. Every time there's a draft, I just get like Christmas tree right up in my nose holes.
Oh, I actually downloaded the first season of Helix and started watching it while I was on the plane, and then they brought it on Netflix. I'm like, oh, that makes it a lot easier.
What do you think? I think it's a really good show.
I haven't finished the season yet. I'm like 7 episodes in. I just like keep thinking to myself, like, God, how can they never do anything right? Just everything just gets worse and worse as the show goes on.
The last couple, like the last 2 episodes are pretty sweet. I hope they bring it back. They're supposed to bring it back for a second season.
Yeah.
What is this now?
It's called Helix. It's about the CDC go to this. Is it Antarctica or like
something
North Pole?
Like that.
I think it's North Pole.
I think it must be North Pole because there's actually people that live near the base.
Yeah, it's like in the North Pole. There's this company. They do like biotech research or whatever. And they have a disease outbreak on the, you know, in this research station. The CDC, they send like a response unit to come help them contain before it gets out of control. I don't really want to spoil anything, so I won't go any further from there. But it's really cool. And it's got your classic like evil corporation and like bewildered scientists trying to make things right. But as you go, like it, the last like 3 episodes, you find out something that makes this show a lot cool because you kind of find out what's going on. You're like, holy shit, because it's not really what you think's going on, which is actually really cool.
This is anime, I take it?
No. It's a live-action show. It was on Sci-Fi.
It's a Sci-Fi original series.
Nice.
Have you ever seen The Following?
Yeah, with...
Or not The Following, but The Killing.
The Killing, yeah. With the...
The guy that plays, like, the mayor is, like, the CDC, head of the CDC in this. And then it's got the guy that's playing all the Japanese villains these days. He's the Hitaki. He's the, the evil scientist that's running, like, this.
Yeah.
It's got very, like, Umbrella Corps...
It does.
Underlining
the
stuff.
One thing that like weirds me out is they'll like they have that little intro where it says like Helix on the screen and it plays that really cheery like elevator music.
Yeah.
Like it's not.
Yeah, basically it's an Umbrella Corporation research facility. And it's like a zombie outbreak pretty much.
Yeah.
And the CDC comes to respond to it.
Oh, the changes to Steam gift rules. We didn't talk about that.
Ooh. Yeah, I haven't been on Steam in a while, but that does seem kind of like it really undercuts the value of like lending out games and stuff. You would just think they would have a new policy that payment has to go through before the game's tradable.
Yeah, that would make more sense, but they might not have like all the billing information until like 30 days later.
Well, I think what they say the reason and what the real reason is probably like people are probably just playing through games and immediately like trading them off and like, oh, this is a significant undercut. And and the reason they wait 30 days is because nobody wants to wait 30 days to play Dragon Age Inquisition. But if they can get it in 10 days, you know what I mean?
What I'm wondering is why now? I mean, they've had that like trade-in thing for a couple of years anyway.
So is it like you have to wait 30 days to gift something to someone else before... Or something like that.
Right. You have to wait 30 days after buying it before you can gift it.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense. I actually, my girlfriend got like really into Dota 2 for some reason. So we were watching like competitive Dota 2 games streaming. And one of the commentators was talking about how even like the items you buy in Dota 2, you can't trade them to other people for like 30 days after buying them. And I thought that was a little weird. No, it makes sense.
They say it's because people are using fraudulent like credit cards and like payment options and then like canceling the payment, but they'll buy games in bulk, like 200 copies of Dragon Age Inquisition, and then they'll sell them to other people. By gifting them to them, and then their payment won't go through, and so the other people have these games that they didn't actually really pay for because they paid like $20 for a brand new game.
Wow, that sucks. Like I said, they like revoked the license, and so you paid $20 to this guy, and he doesn't get it.
Now in Dota, isn't everything free, but the stuff you buy is cosmetic?
Yeah, it's cosmetic stuff.
Okay, that's what I thought. I have two nephews that are really into Dota right now. And over Thanksgiving, they were telling me all about it. And it was just like, I guess I'm getting old because my mind was just swimming with all the shit they were telling me.
I just got into Hearthstone. I don't think I can ever do like League of Legends or Dota. But Hearthstone is... The one thing I like about Hearthstone is there's no player chat. I can only imagine if there's player chat, I would never play that game.
Yeah.
Because people that play Blizzard games online... And games like League of Legends and Dota are the worst kinds of fucking people. Yeah, nope. The majority, like 90% of them.
Can't even type messages to your... You just have like six pre-selected things you can say to another person.
I always say like the nicest ones. Yeah. Like, good move. Good move. There's way to go.
There's a Penny Arcade where it just shows like Tycho like screaming at his computer like, "You son of a fucking bitch, I'm gonna fucking murder you when you sleep." And it shows in game and he's like, "Good move, good move, good move, good move, good move,
good move."
We didn't talk about that blood collecting game device last week, but did you guys read about that at all?
Is it like while you, if you lose, so they sucks the blood out of you until you die or something?
It just takes a little bit of blood every time. Every time you get like shot in the game or something like that.
Okay, so, sure. Why not?
So there's like you're actually losing something, raises the stakes a little bit better.
So do you later donate this blood or do you just like pour it down the sink drain afterwards? I don't think you can just
hand a bag of blood to like...
I played a lot of Call of Duty this weekend. Here you go.
My money.
I would just rather something to maybe like give you like a shock or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
some kind of like negative enforcement that didn't actually like isn't a biohazard.
I mean, if you're doing that, then like if you're like getting shocked every time you make a mistake in a game, they're going to make another mistake while you're getting shocked.
How about this? I would say that I'm totally against hurting yourself in any way while you're playing a game, but I'll go with an electric shock over something sucking my blood out of my body.
I just don't know, like it just seems wasteful.
Did you guys ever play the drinking game Shock Doctor, where it's a little pedestal with six handles on it? Everybody gets a handle, and when the center light lights up, you push your button.
We used to have one of those.
I think I've played that. Yes,
we used to play it totally wasted. It was the funnest game in the world.
We used to have like punk shows, and a lot of the punks would get like super drunk and then like attach that to their testicles and set it off.
Good sure, lord, why man. Not?
Why not, really?
It was hilarious to watch.
Oh, yeah.
I had this dog that would not stop barking. Like, it was about 8 years ago. My mom bought me like a shock collar, and she was like, "Yeah, so, you know, it registers like loud noises. So when it like, hits a point, it will shock the dog. Also, it has a remote where you can set it to manual and just manually shock." And I'm like, "This thing is awful." I was like, "There's no way I'm putting this on my dog." I was like, so I got it, and like my roommate had this fucking asshole cat. So like he would like piss on my bed, like the worst fucking cat ever. And so I was like, I want to see like how bad it shocks, but I don't want to like shock my dog. So it like wouldn't fit around, like it was too big for the cat's neck, but I was able to wrap it around its waist. It had like a setting like 1 to 10. I'm like, well, let's go with like 2 and like do it. It doesn't really do anything. It looks like a fat fucking asshole cat too. It's just like, meh, you know, and like kick it up to 5 and it's like, meh, and it's like looking at you. So I'm like, all right, I'll put it up to 10. Like this cat's like 80 fucking pounds. It jumps like at least 6 feet in the air and like does a flip and just like takes off. And I'm like, oh shit. So I go to like try to find it because I want to take the belt off. And it took me like 2 hours to get it to come out of like, I was like, should I shock it out under the, but I didn't because I'm not an asshole. A lot of people might find that was animal abuse. I just shocked it the one time, and it was a horrible fucking
game. Yeah, Danny missed James' tales of his life of crime before meeting doing the podcast.
You can always, we record these things.
Yeah, so yeah. I was planning on going back and listening to it. I just haven't had time because of Thanksgiving.
It was a pretty good show.
But yeah, I can only imagine like if I had one of those shock collars, that would...
Yeah, they should make those for games. You're right. But the blood collecting one's kind of gross.
Also, yeah, like how long before somebody dies from a dirty fucking game needle?
This kid getting hep C from fucking playing video games. That's the worst. You don't even get the heroin high before you die.
Get AIDS because you shared a video game needle with your friend.
Is it South Park where they chase the dragon and they're shooting up heroin the whole time?
Yeah.
Chase me.
Anyway, it was on Kickstarter, and Kickstarter just booted it off. So
they're like, yeah. They're like,
that's too gross.
Man, there's this Kickstarter, like, I actually want this product, and it's supposed to be the best sock ever made. It's made out of bison wool, and it's, like, more, like, softer than cashmere and keeps your feet warmer than wool, you know, like sheep's wool. It's $25 for one pair. It's like, when this hits retail, it's going to be $38, but still. Like, if I kickstarted it, I want, like, five pairs for, like, $25. $20, yeah. I mean, it's kickstarting. That's like an Amazon discount, 25 from 38. Bullshit.
Yep.
Sorry. They're really cool socks. I'd feel like a total badass if I had bison socks on.
Titanfall's adding co-op to 360. For all you people who still play 360, losers.
Wah, wah.
Oh, wait. I still play 360.
I'll eventually get around to Borderlands. Pretty cool. I'll play it. But.
Is that not on Xbox One?
No.
It's not on any of the next-gen systems. Huh. Just like, isn't the Assassin's Creed Rogue, isn't this just on 360 and
PC? Really?
Yeah.
Did they release like four Assassin's Creed games this year or something?
Some retarded.
Assassin's Creed 1 came out in, I think, 06. We're sitting in 14 now, and there's got to be way more than eight Assassin's Creed games.
Well, like, Assassin's Creed 2 didn't come out for, like, 2 years after the first game finished, too.
I think it went yearly after 2 came out.
Yeah, one, at least two, yearly. Yeah, it was, like, 2, Brotherhood, Revelations, 3, and there's a couple on, like, handhelds. That
I read a review that said Rogue is the best Assassin's Creed game ever made.
Rogue?
Yeah, and there's, like, no, it didn't get any, like, TV commercials or anything.
No press.
Because the next gen system, evidently you play as a Templar instead of like an assassin or whatever, and it's supposed to be like
that's the one that came out for last gen systems, right?
Yeah. And it's got like 9.0s like reviews on the game sites or whatever, but you know,
they'll make an updated version for it at some point.
Yeah,
I know they brought the PSP chick one to the 360 and PS3. That was the Liberation one, so you know they'll port them up.
I think it's a one. I like when I open it up. There's like an advertisement for one like that takes place in China or something. I don't know if that's bundled in with one of the other games or if it's like a new game.
Wait, where's Unity take place? Are you a pirate in Unity?
You're
still
in France in Unity.
Can you have a pirate ship?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they took the pirate stuff out of Unity, or at least it's not like as much of a focus. Pokemon Oras topped 3 million sales in 3 days.
Yep. It's damn good. Kids.
Still doing it.
Damn good.
Yeah.
Do you think the days are gone where we'll have like record-breaking releases like Call of Duty used to do it every year? Or do you think Grand Theft Auto is going to be there for a while?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure in a couple years it'll continue to break. Every year more people get more systems. There's more gamers.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go but up.
Because it used to be every year Call of Duty broke the record. And it was just like, because I always used to take my nephews to the midnight releases and haven't done it in a couple years, so I didn't know if it was still a big thing.
I haven't played a Call of Duty game in like 3 or 4 years.
I haven't played since the first Modern Warfare.
Like, I think played like
the second one is one of the last.
Yeah,�
one
I played the second one. That's the last one I played.
I actually had the third one. I never opened it. Got it for Christmas.
I wish they would go back. Like, this isn't me being hipster Call of Duty gamer, but I really enjoyed World War II games. I really wish they would go back. Like, Call of Duty and Call of Duty 2, like the original like World War II games, those were a lot of fucking fun. Like, the Modern Warfare shit, like, no, nobody wants to play that, dudes. I want to fucking shoot Nazis.
One of the Call of Duty games came with a download code for the original Call of Duty game, and that game was, like, fucking awful.
It was good for the time. We played it in LAN in college.
The original Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
That game was just hard trying to get through the story on the hardest difficulty. Yeah. Since your life didn't recharge, you had to like find health packs.
Yeah. My big LAN games were Halo and Rainbow Six Black Arrow. Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow.
Black Arrow. I never heard of that one. There's really way too many Rainbow Six
games. We played Warcraft 2.
Warcraft.
I remember that, yeah.
Warcraft 2 and the original Half-Life. Those were our LAN games. And StarCraft, the first StarCraft.
I remember I had a friend in high school, or it was grade school at the time, but he was a friend all the way through high school. He showed me Half-Life like at his house the first time I went over, and then it was like a whole summer I kind of just hung out with him to play Half-Life. We ended up becoming like best friends, but at first I was just using it for his computer.
Remember having to play Warcraft 2 over dial-up, so you'd like call your friend's house, and you know, a game of Warcraft 2 takes like 15 minutes. It's like 2.5 hour experience. Like, shit, is somebody calling me? Mom! Is somebody calling? Did you pick up the phone?
God, dial-up was the worst.
Oh, there's nothing more disheartening when you're about to destroy your opponent in a game of Warcraft 2 and your dad picks up the phone. Why is the phone all bleep, bleep, bleep? God damn it, Dad.
I remember it was like February of 2000. We upgraded to Insight cable internet over dial-up. It was just...
I could only use the dial-up internet after 9.
That was like the house rule?
Yeah. Because, you know, somebody fucking called. Like, nobody ever wanted to talk to me on the phone. Like, yeah. Nobody important is going to call.
I remember we had a program while we had dial-up that was like an answering machine for your computer. That would so people could still leave you messages while you were tying up the phone lines with dial-up.
And Danny was rolling deep back in the day, man.
That was a free program.
So apparently there's a recent forecast that predicted Sony's mobile division was going to lose 30% of its sales by this spring.
Mobile division?
What's 30% of zero is what? Zero?
Yeah.
No one's playing Vita games anymore?
So as a result, they're now moving their shift from the TVs and the mobiles and all that shit over to the PlayStation in the next 3 years.
Oh,
so
that's good. Didn't Xbox One's like outpace PS4's over the Black Friday weekend?
It did.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people probably already have PS4s. They're picking up the Xbox One at a discount. And just the Xbox had a nice, like you said, had a nicer
it did. They, deal. They really should have stepped up and brought out like a good bundle for the PS4. But I imagine they might be selling it for as cheap as they can right now.
Yeah. $70 off was like a huge discount.
Also, the PlayStation is what's keeping them afloat right now, apparently, so not a lot of motivation to discount it.
I've been keeping my eye out for another 12 months of gold, because I bought the Titanfall bundle, and Target gave you a year of gold for free, and it's up in July, so I'm hoping, like, during the holiday seasons, usually, like, during the holidays when people are buying the consoles, they put out, like, you know, year of gold at like $30 instead of 50 or whatever.
Like, some like $5 or $10 off or something like that.
Usually, like, I remember last year they did it like for 360, like on Christmas Day when you got on, you could get a year of gold for $30.
Cool. So, I don't even know how long my Xbox subscription is still up.
Yep. Apparently, you have to like pay to play online now on Sony too. Totally forgotten about that.
Yeah, on PS4.
Yeah.
Yeah, the PSN online or whatever.
Gone are those days.
Yeah. Sorry, I was going to buy PS Plus anyway for the free games and whatnot, but it's still kind of shitty. I think that's it for news, at least for this week. I could go back one more day, I think, but my computer's being kind of stupid for some reason.
Not a whole lot.
So what game are you guys most looking forward, unannounced, that you're hoping gets announced next year besides Fallout 4?
The game I hope will be announced.
Me, personally, I really want another Red Dead Redemption. Oh, that was an amazing game of the last generation. They've done two Grand Theft Autos since then, so hopefully after Grand Theft Auto 5, maybe they're going to take the time. And that was just a great game. Mm-hmm. I see no reason why, you know, if we can get an Assassin's Creed every year, why we can't get a Red Dead Redemption every 3 years or so.
I want Borderlands 3 on the Xbox One.
Is that announced? Then?
No.
No?
Nothing announced yet.
I feel safe in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
going to happen.
Coming up.
Does the new Zelda count?
Well, I think it's been announced. It's been announced.
They haven't really announced it.
They've talked about it.
Yeah. It doesn't have a name yet.
They talk about the lasers and everything in it and the controls and stuff.
The lightsabers with the three blades. And
I don't know. Come back to me.
You can say Fallout 4. Announced the sequel to Dishonored?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think that would be really awesome. I really like that game. I actually almost want to like Thief is like $14 now. I always want to get that because I feel like it might be similar. Just the first person sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really want Fallout 4 more than anything in the entire universe, but I afraid if I talk about it, like somebody at Bethesda will hear it.
It'll just
be like, nope. Nope.
Cutting this off. Can't let James get what he wants.
And I would say, like, Elder Scrolls 6 would be great, but then also, I don't want somebody at Bethesda to be like, yeah, we should just do another Elder Scrolls.
I don't know, but they have, like, Elder Scrolls Online. I don't think they'll be concentrating on anything else.
Really? I think they'll be concentrating on something. I feel like they're probably
wishing they hadn't done Elder Scrolls Online.
Well, I mean,
they launched it, got their money out of it, and now they're probably cutting people out of that division, letting it make the money it's going to make, and then they'll let it die. That's pretty much what they did with Old Republic.
So. I think a new Elder Scrolls game would be like what I would be most psyched about if I heard about it tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, I thought about mentioning that.
Even too. Over a Fallout game, I think.
No, if they top Fallout's if they top Skyrim, like...
Oh, well, I mean... Fallout 4 will be insane. I think there's reasons they haven't announced it yet, but they've been focusing on the next gen. Like, imagine, like, when Skyrim came out, like, I couldn't believe what I was, like, seeing, like, it visually, like, and everything they put in the game. So Fallout 4 will be that for the next gen system.
I'd say Fallout 4 definitely has, like, the most chatter and, like, hushed tones going on about it. All the little prank sites that pop up and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and then you know it's being made because they've had...
Casting calls.
Yeah. The dude that plays Three Dog keeps putting shit up on Twitter. Maybe he's just trolling everybody.
Three Dog!
Yeah, we'll see.
I saw Big Hero 6 with Cordelia.
Did you like it?
I saw that.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was so good.
I want to see it.
Did you see it?
It was really funny. I liked it a lot.
Did you see Interstellar?
Yeah.
I did. I actually saw that.
Did you like it?
I didn't hate it.
Really? I liked it really. Oh, that was the best movie so far this year. Different taste, Dan.
Thought it was fun.
I like my movie, like I like my Sour Patch Kid and my popcorn salted with tears.
I just had to like forego trying to understand the whole science thing of it, because like theory of relativity, the only thing I know about is the whole two twins, one stays on Earth, one goes away in a spacecraft, and then they come back and they're not the same age. That is like my entire understanding of the theory of relativity.
Yeah, gravity has an effect on time.
Yeah.
And like the closer you are to... Yeah, we won't go into it.
Yeah. But so I kind of like suspended my disbelief on the science stuff, and I actually liked it besides that. Like I thought... The characters were pretty good. I really liked the robots.
Yeah, the robots were awesome, man.
Yeah, Tars.
Tars!
And I thought, like, just like the 90% stuff.
That was a great joke. I like the ambiguity of Christopher Nolan's, like, endings. Like, the ending of Inception, you're like, is he dreaming or whatever?
Yeah.
I think there's definitely the ambiguity at the end of Interstellar that, you know, some people want to believe that he, you know, spoil you guys, but the ending that happened. And then part of me is like, pretty sure that maybe none of that is actually happening for him, you know. So, but yeah, it's but good stuff.
Like the whole like humor threshold thing on Cars.
60%.
You want to go down to 55?
Did you watch the movies on the plane, or did you watch them when you got back?
These are like brand new movies. I watched Big Hero 6, Interstellar, and Mockingjay with Emmy. While we were there, because she's like, she loves movies, honestly.
Well, Malaysia, that's all you look forward to, is like the next thing from America. It's like a Christmas every week, I imagine, when a new movie comes out.
Was Mockingjay any
good? It'd be funnier if that wasn't so true, honestly.
Well, I mean, just like when I lived in New Zealand, like everybody went and saw every single movie that came out, like every week. Like I assume like national box office must be out of control. But to be fair, like, I would go see, like, I saw the new Star Trek in New Zealand, and it was like the movie ticket was $3 and the popcorn was like $1. Like, saw the movie for like $5 with,
you were
like,
in
snacks.
New Zealand when that came out?
Yeah.
And you're living with us when that came out.
When 2 came out. Yeah, because that came out in 2009.
Oh, yep. Wow. Totally.
You know, I saw Star Trek. I saw Terminator 4 Salvation, and I saw Night at the Museum 2. But
I saw all those movies in the theater.
Yeah, but is every movie that came out over there, people would go see it. And then I realized, because I would go out to like electronic stores, I'm sure it's like that in Malaysia, like a DVD is like $40 US. Well, yeah, you guys should definitely go see that in the theater when it comes out.
Yeah.
So you can afford these prices.
That's where they make all their money now.
Yeah. Oh, we were like trying to pick out a movie to watch when we went to Interstellar, because it was like we were at a mall. And it was either wait like an hour to watch Interstellar or like pick out some other. They had like a whole bunch of like Chinese movies and stuff like that. And I was like watching trailers for them. And I'm like, why don't we do one of these? Are these ever any good? And she's like, no, they're never.
At least she was honest. She's like, no, they're not worth it.
That's funny. My mom like loves that shit. She watches all the Chinese movies.
I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe some of them are good, but
they're probably for like older
there's
people.
There's like some of the Chinese movies I've seen on Netflix and don't seem bad. Like there's like some Inspector D or something like that.
Have you ever seen Mr. Vampire?
No, what is that?
Allie actually has it on DVD, and I guess
the
she bought
the hopping vampire.
Yeah,
yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it's really like he doesn't have knees, so he can't bend his knees.
Well, there's like a Chinese. She like Emmy was telling me about this. She has like nightmares about these when she was a kid. But there's little Chinese demons or spirits or something that hop, and that's how they walk. So in Chinese houses, you have like a threshold that's like 3 feet, like a foot and a half tall or something like that.
So they can't get in.
Yeah. They can't hop over.
That's
the
creepiest
threshold.
Shit I've ever heard.
Mr. Vampire is a really creepy movie, and I think maybe we should watch that next week. It's considered a classic, and basically, he doesn't like talk, and he has like this dead fucking face. It's just an old Chinese dude, and he just like hops at you.
It's kind of like the Chinese Nosferatu a little bit.
Yeah. And there's actually this series of books that I kind of like. It's like trash fiction, but I enjoyed it, called Anno Dracula. This dude wrote, and in it, he pretty much takes like every. The book is an alternate history of Dracula, where Dracula ends up like killing the Queen of England and becoming like the King of England or whatever.
Nice.
And vampires are like out in the open, but he pulls in like all these other vampires from other books that are like, cause they've all flocked to England. Cause England's like this big vampire haven, but like in the book, he, like Mr. Vampire is like hopping through the streets and comes to like kill like the main character. Like Dracula sends Mr. Vampire to fuck somebody up. I was like, holy shit, that's hilarious. It's good. Yeah, it's got like the vampire Lestat and like a bunch of other like pop culture vampires and stuff in it.
Lestat? What is that? Who's that?
From Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, I haven't
seen it. Lot of like, it's got like Nosferatu and all that stuff in it. But it's pretty cool.
Edward Cullen.
That's when vampires started to get shitty. It's Lestat,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. The emo vampire.
You can buy the Mr. Vampire DVD on Amazon for $46.89 right now.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to find.
Holy shit, I've got it on DVD.
Yeah.
I mean, we can pass it around.
Yeah, stuff like that's really hard to find for
sell
cheap.
It and make a killing.
I'm sure it's, I mean, there's no way it's not on a torrent. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it'll be on torrent. It's not streaming at all. I just looked it up, but.
Like the Criterion version of Seven Samurai, I think, is like $60.
Yeah. And there are two sequels to Mr. Vampire made in subsequent years. So
we've only seen the one.
So, yeah, I think that's a good choice. I think you could probably find it on YouTube or something like that.
I'm sure I won't have it.
Danny got me that popcorn hookup, so.
Your movie cult.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I'm branded
Pass
in.
Pass the Popcorn.
Do either of you have HBO Go?
No, I don't. Damn. My roommate has it.
You have an HBO Go password,
Danny? Actually. I don't. I'll have to look it up because it's actually my parents' HBO. So I can't remember.
I canceled my cable.
Let me know. I just need it for like 1 week because we just want to watch the new season of Game of Thrones. And I've gotten to the point where I'm too lazy to torrent entire TV shows.
Also, check out the show Getting On if you want something that's super funny. The new Alex Borstein show about the old folks' home. It's funny.
We'll check that out. I watched Django today.
Django Unchained. Yeah, I watched that
a really good
weeks
movie.
Ago.
It was a great movie.
So good.
Yeah, it's just like when I turn on Netflix, it's like one of the first things, and I was tired of saying Xbox because I didn't have any batteries in my remote. So I watched Django.
Yeah.
Good movie.
There's a lot of. I don't know. I think it was today, Knights of Bad Acid went on to Netflix. Have you guys heard about that?
I've heard about that.
Knights of Bad Acid.
It's about a LARPing group, and it's got Peter Dinklage in it. I heard it's awful. Like, absolutely awful. Yeah. They made it, like, 4 years ago, and it was supposed to go to theaters, like, 3 years ago, and it was so bad that they keep, like, putting it off, and they try to, like, re-edit it.
It's about a group that, like, LARPs in the local park, and somebody brings, like, a little, like, tome, like, manuscript thing that they read and actually releases a demon. That is like killing the LARPers.
Wow, sounds like every other terrible movie we've ever watched.
Very good point. I want to watch that one.
I've been wanting to see it, so I'll
there's like a succubus and like awkward nerd humor, like LARPing. It's a girl.
There's a big list of movies going on Netflix today.
Fireball, or is it lightning?
Lightning bolt.
Talking about like horrible nerd humor in pop culture, some guy that I know that goes to our game store at Art of War, he evidently is in a swingers reality show for A&E, and so he wanted to come up last Wednesday and play a game of War Machine, and he had to get like people to sign releases, and everybody was so fucking butthurt over the fact that they were just petrified that A&E was going to make fun of gamers that they refused to let them come to the store, which I found hilarious. I'm like, I will sign that release.
Who cares if they do make fun of gamers? Like,
yeah. But like the owners of the store are like, no. And I'm like, yeah, you're like shitty game store that can barely keep the lights on. You should definitely not have it featured on a cable television show. And like, thousands of people in Cincinnati will probably watch and be like, oh, that actually kind of looks pretty cool. I'll go check that place out. You guys should not do that. So they didn't do it. So
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's poor business decision right there.
They're a bunch of shut-ins.
But on the other hand, I had no idea this guy was a swinger. I was like, oh. Fucking swingers, man.
He's a big fat dude, probably.
No, he's actually a really attractive dude. He's I think the show is about like young, successful business people that are swingers. His name's Jason. He's like 8 feet tall. He used to be like an MMA fighter or whatever. And his wife is like cute and like short. But they have like 3 children that are like 5 to 10 years old. So that has to be really weird. I don't know if we're talking about this right now, but it has to be like, you know what I mean?
Like, well, I mean, it's not like he's not on a reality show about it, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's got to be weird for his kids. Like, they're going to see that and be like, mommy and daddy are doing what?
Everyone
you just raise them with different values, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't do it, but I mean, I don't know. I am going to judge them, but not too
much. I definitely judge the fuck out of them.
Also, what does it mean to be a swinger? Are they wife swapping or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of just like free love.
They're married, but they're in an open relationship where they regularly bang other people.
I see.
I can see from like maybe people that don't have children or whatever, and they like start the relationship with that in mind. You know what I mean? But I can't ever see like being in a relationship with somebody and then turning that into a swinger relationship. Especially if you have like kids, that would be weird. Like, hey.
Yeah. Especially that can go bad real quick. I've seen it happen.
I imagine we'll all see it on A&E.
All right. Well, yeah. On that note, I think we should call it. We've got a nice lengthy episode here.
Yeah, really?
And I am exhausted.
Fine.
But yeah.
Do we get an email?
We do not have an email, but you should definitely email us at nintendodreamcastpodcast@gmail.com or visit us on our Facebook page and send us a message. We're at facebook.com/nintendodreamcast. I'm going to leave it out. I'll always leave something out. Oh, and I've been steadily deleting the old episodes to upload new ones. So if you really want to go back and listen to the old episodes, you should be doing it.
This is episode 54, so.
This is episode 54. I forget which one we're... I think we're on, like, episode 6 is the latest, oldest episode we have up right now.
Episode 6 million.
So, if you don't want that to happen anymore, send us money or something, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So, yeah, send us money. I'll take that.
Pretty soon, a world where I was not on the podcast will cease to exist.
I think it's already happened. I think you came on like after the Willow episode.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
I need to look up when the 25th episode aired and see how long I've been here.
Because like the first 6 episodes, we only did like 1 every 2 weeks or 3 weeks in some cases. I think there was like a almost 4-week break in between the second and third one.
Oh, I'm going to go home, play Dragon Age Inquisition till 6 a.m., and then sleep till noon, and then go work 12 hours.
That sounds good.
Well, I'm going to edit this podcast until 4 a.m. and go work for 9 or 10 hours and commute for 2 hours. So.
Sounds equally fun.
Yep.
Being an adult's awesome.
I've only been here since March 13th, so I got a ways to go for a year.
So you'll get there.
Yep. Good night.
Bye. See ya.